Operators will please need to wait for the courtesy tone to complete. This will allow the link on both the 146.92 and the 145.517 machines to complete. Also, before you start talking, key up, wait a half second, and then start with your traffic. That will allow the the tone squelch to open on both receivers and keep your audio from being clipped. Is the Denton County Emergency Coordinator on frequency at this time?
WE5HKW.
Alrighty, good evening, George. Are there any assistant ECs on frequency at this time?
KG6LE.
Yeah, I have KG6LE. Any other assistant ECs on frequency at this time? Alrighty, tonight I'm going to start taking check-ins in a similar manner as I did earlier last year. First, I would like to request that this remain to stations inside Denton County only. I will be going by prefix and alphabetical order. Are there any stations with the prefix beginning with the letter A? Please come now.
Alpha Delta 5, Oscar Papa.
Okay, I have 85OP. Any other stations with the prefix beginning with A? Please come now. Alrighty, any stations starting with Kilo Alpha, Kilo Baker, or Kilo Charlie? Please come now.
So, Baker, 5, Papa.
Foxtrot, Charlie.
Okay, I have KB5PFC. Any other stations begin with the prefix KA through KC? Please come now.
KC5KOR.
Alrighty, I have KC5KOR. Any other stations with KA through KC, please come now. Alrighty, stations with the prefix beginning with Kilo Delta, please come now.
Delta 5, Kilo Juliet Zulu.
I have KD5KJZ. Any other stations with the prefix KD, please come now.
ARES, net.
Kilo Delta 5, Juliet Oscar Yankee.
Okay, the last station just came through. The last letter I got was Yankee. Please try again.
Kilo Delta 5, Juliet Oscar Yankee.
Okay, I have KD5JLY. Any stations with the prefix beginning with the letter N, November?
W5NTU, repeater.
Any stations with W prefixes, be it WA, WB, W5, and so forth, please come now.
Whiskey 5, Whiskey, Romeo, Foxtrot.
Whiskey 5, Golf Mike.
I have W5WRF and W5GM. Any other W stations at this time?
Whiskey Alpha 5, Tango, Kilo, United.
Okay, I have WA5, TKU. Any other W stations at this time?
WB5, NZV.
Okay, I have 5WB5NZB. Any other W stations? Alrighty. Any other stations inside Denton County that I may have missed, please come now.
Kilo 5, Kilo Delta Alpha.
November 5, Victor Victor Sierra.
Okay, I have K5KDA and N5VVS. Any other stations at this time?
KD5MNO.
Alrighty, I have KD5MNO. Any other stations in Denton County wishing to check in at this time? Any stations outside Denton County, please come now.
Kilo Delta 5, Golf Sierra Whiskey.
Okay, KD5 GSW, any other stations outside Denton County? Alrighty, I'm going to stop taking check-ins at this time. This is KC5GOI, Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. First off, I want to start off the evening by telling everyone we appreciate you checking in to tonight's net. Thank you very much. I do have a couple of news points for everyone real quick that for those that may not have heard yet. The 146.92 repeater is now a voter system. We currently have voter sites in Sanger, Justin, and the main 92 site is also considered a part of that. Basically what is intended to happen, and we've pretty much proved this out, is as you, we have the, pretty much all the west side of Denton County covered to where if you were 5 watts into an outside antenna, you've got it made for most of the part. The traditional holes that we have had forever near Sanger, because of our shadow and some valleys, things like that, the Sanger site has filled that in beautifully. Justin site's pretty much taken the Tarrant County line and made it pretty solid all the way up north. We're going to go a little bit farther west to help fill in as we get closer to Decatur, so we currently have plans of putting up one more site, and that's going to be on the Denton County, Wise County line. Any questions concerning the voter can be directed to Gerald WB5NZV or myself, KC5GOI. Next point of news is now that we do have the voter system in place, we now have the controller that is also available to dial the emergency codes. You may want to write these down, but they are posted at the club website. To get the City of Denton Police, *091. To get the City of Denton Fire, *092. Those two auto dials, call the Denton City 911 office. To get the county, Denton County Sheriff's Department, *093. To disconnect your call, just send the pound. When you do use the emergency speed dials, after the dispatcher acknowledges, you know, Denton County 911, make sure to state that you are an amateur radio operator. The caller ID shows up as the City of Denton. It is not a tribute directly to the club. After you do that, make sure that you have your location and all your information so you can make a call as brief and quickly as possible and give dispatch all the information that they need. If you wind up transferring from the city jurisdiction to the county or vice versa, you will need to advise the dispatcher of that. Also, any emergency calls or any calls that you make through the auto patch on 92 are limited to about 3 minutes before it will time out. So expediency is your friend. This is KC5GOI, Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Final news point for this evening is also in conjunction with 92's upgrades. As y'all now know, the 92517 link is back in service. During an ARIES event that may cover a large-scale geographical area, it is possible that 517 and 92 are going to be in a link stay. Courtesy tones on each machine are indicators if the link is up. Alrighty, do I have any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Alrighty, we will get to the meat of the matter tonight. First off, I want to say thank you to the ARRL for some of the training materials. I recently completed course one with a 92. Some of tonight's materials came directly, well, yes, directly out of the ARES handbook that everyone can purchase. There are also ARES resource field guides. I have the links posted on the www.denson-ares.org website. Tonight's topic is going to be amateurs as professionals and how we can be prepared. Basically, I've got a script for y'all, and then afterwards we'll go through the check-in list and y'all can ask questions. You can direct questions either to myself, any of the assistant ECs, or to George, the EC for Denton County. Alrighty.
A-R-E-S.
I'm going to go ahead and start off on this. Our attitude and interaction with the agencies that we assist in the public can act in either a positive or a negative manner. While our actual title does include the word amateur, our performance needs to be that of professionals. By acting in professional manners in front of the public and served agencies, that positive performance can pay off when it comes to regulations and issues that impact amateur radio. Negative performance can greatly detract from our perceived value to the community as a whole. People unfortunately tend to remember the negative events over positive ones. I've heard it put that one oh nuts or one bad event can erase 10 attaboys.
W5NGU repeater.
KC5GOI net control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. With that said, the following questions can arise. One, how can as an amateur radio operator do I leave an event with a positive impact? And bear in mind these events could be an ARES training net because the public may be listening. They could be our Skywarn nets where we know a large amount of people and government agencies are listening to us. In addition to what does the news media, when they say anything about us, how does it reflect? Well, our attitude, our level of preparedness, and by performing debriefing after events, for example, the debriefing that we had after the simulation that we did last year. Of the three of these things, being attitude, preparedness, and debriefing, attitude has a tendency to be the touchiest subject. This is where we wind up dealing with people and their personalities, and we all know how that can go.
A-R-E-S-S-S.
When we arrive on a disaster site to assist as communicators, people tend to already be on edge and tensions can be high, so it's very easy to misconstrue something somebody said. It is easy to allow in the heat of a moment anything that can amplify a bad situation, and people do tend to react in a negative manner when addressed in a negative manner to start out. Best thing to do in a situation such as this is to try and be appreciative of the situation, but to not let the emotions get in your way. For an example, and we've had this happen, and I've also heard it happen on other training nets, not training nets, but during Skywarn nets. You get somebody out in the field, and I've used this in my APRS quite a bit as a fail-safe for people, but you get someone out in the field, and he starts getting hail on his car. Well, the hail starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden, you know, he's like getting permanent dents and corners of sheet metal and windshield getting knocked out. Under that kind of level of stress, some people would just kind of start to, you know, basically flake out and, you know, they start screaming into their microphone or they're basically getting panicky. That's one of the things is behaving as professionals we need to try and reduce, just but that is just as an example. Another, and this would be more of an on-site sort of a scenario, is when we're at a site, and I'm going to use the Fort Worth tornado that happened several years ago as an example. You arrive on a site, and you wind up approaching the personnel that are the emergency responders. And, you know, they normally should not be antsy, jumpy kind of a thing. So it pays dividends to us to not, you know, arrive on site and, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Where do you need to set up? You know, acting that kind of quickly. Paying attention to your body language and your verbiage helps manage the overall tone. So you can actually impact some people by going in a calm manner, talking to somebody that's jumpy, and it helps settle them down. That will improve your communication with them, and communication is what our whole purpose in amateur radio when we're in these in those sort of scenarios is all about. As amateurs, we are under regulation to watch our verbiage while on the air, irregardless of whether we're talking on the drive home to work or if we're in an event. It is easy to let things slip. It's happened, and it will probably happen again, but, you know, you need to be mindful. Unfortunately, the wrong word at the wrong time can be misconstrued. Sometimes a harmless could be seen as a harmless comment to those that were in the know. If somebody just tuned up or walked up, they hear something like that, they can misconstrue it as, oh, wow, I didn't think things were that bad, and go off on that, or take it as some sort of an insult. End result is the public watches and listens to us. Misconstrued or inaccurate information can be dangerous, so being as professional as we can, that's what's going to pay off. The next thing in this is preparedness. Preparedness is key to the component to our operations. In future nets, we're going to talk about what needs to be in our preparedness kits and what we need to try and anticipate. Bear in mind, we can't anticipate every specific situation, and it'll never fail. You'll go somewhere, be sent somewhere, and you don't have something that, oh, I should have put that in. But, you know, due diligence is the best thing that you can do. On the Denton Aries website, you will be finding in the next week or two the information on what we consider to be a part of what needs to be in those kits. KD5MNO has asked about this in the past, and we do have published information, in addition to the Aries resource manual and the training guide for the Level 1 textbook. The biggest tool of what it is that we do is our ability to communicate efficiently with each other. We certainly can't communicate without our radios, but we need to be able to do so in a professional, quick, accurate manner. To operate, we also need to be able, when we are dispatched, to be able to set up and tear down quickly. Your emergency preparedness kit will include something, you know, like an HT, the antenna, radio, you know, power, things of that nature. Setup times are something that everybody needs to mock up every now and then. One, for proficiency. Two, do I need to add more things to my kit? Do I not? Setup times that exceed 15 minutes typically take too long. You need to be able to arrive on site if you're being dispatched, pull out a bag or two, go to where your spot's been allocated, and get set up. Now, there are instances where, because of what you've got available or where you've been put, it may take you up to 15 minutes or so to get set up. Please let the net control of that particular net, be it you're on a specific frequency or another one, let them know as soon as you can, hey, I've had some extenuating setup time. But also the exact opposite of setup is teardown, and that's very important. One of the things that I had not myself had realized until I'd taken the training course was something that we need to consider, and that is, how quick can I tear something down? That comes into play because we respond to an emergency situation, and it turns out that we have something that needs us, that dictates that we evacuate immediately or quickly as possible, be it a gas leak, be it some sort of a bomb threat, biological threat, anything like that. We need to be able to pack up and get out of there as quickly as we can. But again, if you're told, leave now, forget the gear, you take off. but teardown is a part of that proficiency. So when you do your mock-up at home, you know, get it out of the bag, get it on the table as quick as you can, and time yourself, and see where you could have made things quicker, made things better. And then when you're done with that, if you're happy with what you got, see how quick it takes you to tear it down. Alrighty, last thing that I'm going to discuss tonight is debriefing. The sooner off you can do a debrief meeting from your event, the better off you are. Reason being is as time goes by, people start tending to forget things. You start to possibly devalue something. You might have had, hey, this is a really cool idea, we need to do this a little bit different. But you know, if you let a couple of weeks, two or three go by, it starts getting in the back of your head on that, you know, on the back burner of the stove, and you think, well, maybe it wasn't so important after all. Let me give you an example. One of the things that came out of the drill that we did in 2003 at the CoServe office, we did an impromptu debriefing during lunch. KC5GOINet control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. One of the things that came up was the need to be able to send specific information quickly. What we're looking at specifically is the deployment of traditional packets. I won't go into the big differences in between why APRS is not ideal for sending specific information or even the APRS frequency in comparison to packet. But examples of things that we might need to send that would take a long time over the radio on a voice net would be rest stop one, or, you know, Red Cross Station 1 needs X amount of supplies. You do a list in Notepad or whatever your text editor is, and you can use packet to send it over. That way your spelling's correct. If you've got a list of personnel or people at specific sites that, you know, hey, such and such list of people's at hospital, be it by a tag number that the person was given or however that's delineated, you can generate a file and send it over packet most of the time faster than what you can do over a voice net. On the Denton Aries website, we will be discussing things that we need to do for a packet deployment. One of the things I need to know from everyone is, at what level are y'all willing to actually do this? If it's one or two people, it hardly makes justifying the time and the equipment worthwhile. But if we take this seriously as a group, then it may be something that we do want to deploy. All right, and that's pretty much all I've got for this evening. I'm going to take one last round of check-ins, and then we'll go through the list of check-ins that I have, and that'll be the time for you to ask comments or ask questions and post comments. Are there any other stations at this time wishing to check in?
Yeah, put N5YAJ in there for the count.
Okay, I've got N5YAJ. Any other stations at this time?
ARESnet.
Alrighty, I'll take that as a no. WA5HKW, good evening, George. How you doing?
WA5HKW, go ahead.
Comments or questions for this evening?
I'd like to add one more thing to what you said, Guy. And that is, if in a disaster situation, do not talk to the media. In such a situation, someone somewhere will be appointed as the public information officer, and all information is fed to him for him to disperse to the media. So avoid talking to any of the media.
All right. Anything else, George?
That's all.
All righty. KG6LE, good evening, Don.
Good evening, Guy. Good net tonight. And good evening to all the members that have checked in tonight. Appreciate that. Just one reminder that I will be working on the newsletter tomorrow. So if anyone has anything, now's the time go ahead and shoot it to me. If you get it to me by about 10 o'clock in the morning, no problem, we'll get it in. So appreciate any inputs there on that. Other than that, looks good, Guy, and I'm sure we can maybe run some equipment lists and things like that that you may have gotten through your course that might be helpful to all members. We might be able to run those in the next few months in the newsletter and get some of that information out. Other than that, no other traffic. Appreciate you running it tonight, Guy. KG6LE, clear.
All right, appreciate it, Don. Bill, N5VVS.
A-R-E-S-NET.
No, Guy, nothing tonight. Appreciate the page for the net. And just out of curiosity, I haven't gotten a page the last month or so. Is this the first net we've had in the last month or so?
QSL, first real net, January kind of slid up on me, and I never got the page out for that one. But this is the first full-size net that we've had for this year.
What is the plan from now on? Will we have a regular net each month?
QSL, all Larry's training nets are going to be the Tuesday, the week before the club meeting. All of the training nets dates are currently posted on the Denton website at dakara.org on the calendar. The only months that we are not doing training nets are going to be November and December because of the holidays.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll pass the word down here around the colony, and great net tonight, and hope to see everybody up at Denton Skywarn School on the 28th, N5VVS.
Bill, I'm glad you said that because I forgot to put that down. FYI to everyone, and feel free to pass the word. February 28th will be Denton County's Skywarn training. It's going to be at the multi-classroom purpose building over on TW campus.
5BVS.
Do you have anything else, Bill?
Yes, sir. Of course, we would love everyone in the county to definitely attend the Denton County Skywarn School, because if you spot in Denton County, you definitely want to go to the school with the guys you work with. But if for any reason you can't go on the 28th, this weekend, the 21st, Dallas County will be holding their Skywarn School in Garland at the usual place. It's now called the Granville Performing Arts Center at 5th and Austin Street in downtown Garland. And starts at, I believe, 8, doors open at 7 a.m. Class starts at 8:30 a.m. Also, the Texas Severe Storms Association will be holding their conference after Skywarn training, and that will go from 2:30 until 7 p.m. So it's going to be a long day, all the way up until 7 p.m. Saturday night, and open to the public, and come early, because I have a feeling there's going to be a big turnout. N5VVS.
Okay, appreciate the check-in, Bill. AD5OP, good evening, Ken.
Guy, do not have anything to add.
Okay, appreciate the check-in. I would like to remind everybody that after you make your comments, please identify with your call sign so you stay within the 10-minute rule. KB5PFC, good evening.
Hi, this is KB5PFC. One thing I'd like to add on that emergency communications course that you took, the ARRL, in conjunction with United Technologies is sponsoring that, and I took it, and United Technologies reimbursed me the $45 fee for taking it upon passing. So I know there's several other members of the club that have done that, and I think it's worthwhile. You guys all look into it. It's on the ARRL website.
W5NTU repeater.
And that's about it, Guy. I appreciate it. And this is KB5PFC out. It's been a real good meeting.
All righty, I appreciate the check-in. This is KC5GOI Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. KD5KOR, good evening, Rodney.
Guy, it's KC. Good, oh Lord, good job, Guy. Don't have anything to add. Hello to everybody. KC5. 5 KOR.
Sorry about the prefix flip up there, Rodney, and I've known you for 8 years. All righty, KD5KJZ. Good evening, Randy.
Hey, good evening, Guy, and the rest of the net. Really don't have anything else to add at this time. Good net, and I got to help the wife do a few things, so be listening in. KD5KJZ.
All righty, KD5JOI. Go ahead, Henry.
KD5JOI, no comment here. Good net. KD5JOI clear.
Henry, I'd like to ask you a quick question. Are you going through the Justin site tonight?
Roger, I am now. When I checked in, I was in my vehicle, but I'm going through the Justin site at this moment.
Okay, appreciate it. W5WRF, good evening.
Good evening, Guy in the net. Don't have anything to add. W5WRF, clear.
Alrighty, W5GM, good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you, Guy, and to the rest of the net. Good training. I could identify a lot of the stuff you said. That one other thing to make people aware of, and that's the fact that the 517 repeater will be being swapped out here in the very near future. Bob just got a service monitor, and he's going to be tweaking up the replacement machine, getting it all lined up perfectly for maximum sensitivity, we hope. And at the same time, when that stuff swaps out, I'll also be getting a new repeater controller, which will bring one of my little pet projects deposit on onto the front burner, and that'll be for a paging, a type of repeater-based paging system where we bring up the Aries net, all the repeaters can transition into an Aries state, and I think both of them will be capable of sending out tones, either activating a macro to send out, like, say, 3 DTMF zeros or dual-tone sequential, also known as Motorola Quick Call 2, to activate either, say, an old Motorola Director or Minotaur Pager, or if you're one of these guys that has one of the newer radios that has a paging board installed or a paging option, you can just leave the radio squelched should you think that an activation might occur. That way, the usual repeater banter won't wake you up in the middle of the night, and only a legitimate activation will. Anyhow, that'll be happening soon, so stay tuned. This is W5GM back to net.
Check in, Jay. WA5TKU, good evening, Wes.
Good evening, Guy, and the rest of the net. I really have nothing to add, good net. WA5TKU.
Okay, Wes, I have a question for you. It's along the lines of same one I just asked Henry just a minute ago. What kind of radio are you using? What kind of power right now?
I'm running an HD here in the house. It's running about 3 watts to a quarter wave whip, and so I'm assuming I'm coming to the Sanger site.
A-R-E-S, net.
Okay, I don't want anybody to respond, but for those of you that were just now listening to Wes, you probably heard a change in the tone as far as his audio quality. He was in main 9-2 and did then flip over to the Sanger site. So that's one of the tattletales to tell you how he was getting in. But as you can see, for Sanger, HT corduroy in the house. Beforehand, it was a little more difficult for him to pull that off. Appreciate it, Wes.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks a lot. Star 85TKU.
WB5NZV, good evening, Gerald.
WB5NZV, good evening to the group. Guys, good net, and I really don't have anything further.
Alrighty, K5KDA, good evening.
Evening, good evening, Guy. It was a good net tonight. I have nothing to add. K5KDA.
Alrighty, Greg, KD5MNO. Hey,
Having a pretty good net. Hello, everybody. And me and Gerald and Guy have been coming up with some sky-worn locations to some high places to be able to have a good view of our surroundings. And I've mentioned it a couple months at the meetings, and hopefully I'm getting to some different people on the net here. If you'll email me a location that you think is a good observation point for Skywarn, or well, I can't think of any other reason, but anyway, the basic location, road intersection or road location, and what direction, what compass direction you can see from that vantage point, and if possible, GPS coordinates. However, if you don't have GPS coordinates, don't worry about email me the information, which will be my call sign at Yahoo. It's Katie, Mike November Oscar at Yahoo. And we'll get it on the list. And I think Guy said he's going to make a map from it and put it on the website. That way he can just download it from there. That's all I got for now. Appreciate it. Katie 5, MNO, back to that.
Okay, appreciate the check-in, Greg. And I mean, we've got two check-ins left, but if you're in the Louisville area, it will be best if you go through the 517 machine. Greg, we got most of what you said, and I'm going to reiterate on that just a little bit. If you can send either Greg at kd5mno@yahoo.com or to me, kc5goi@kc5goi.net, send us the major intersection, a viewpoint, you know, can you see all the way around? Is it just good to the west or what? Latitude and longitude numbers work best for me. That'll make it easier for me to put it on a map. But what my intent to do is, and I believe I've passed it around to a couple of the guys, is as I get these coordinates, I'm going to convert them into a street atlas map. After I have those points down and on the map, I'll turn that into an Adobe Acrobat document, post it on the club website, and you'll be able to download and print it from there. That will give you known good spots and a viewpoint for Skywarn training, or I mean for Skywarn net. So you know where you got a good place to go instead of kind of hunting and pecking around for it. KC5GOI net control for the Denton County
A-R-E-S-Net.
KD5GSW, good evening.
W5NGU, repeater.
Hello, guy. Good net, no comments here. Kilo Delta 5, Golf Sierra Whiskey.
Appreciate the check-in. N5JEY, good evening, Paul.
About YEJ. Oh, no comments, I can guess. I did have one question, though. I heard y'all were talking about the emergency communicator course, the reimbursement on it. Do you know how far back that goes? Greg and I took that course 2 years ago. I just wonder if they'll reimburse me for 2 years ago.
Paul, that you're going to have to take up with ARRL. I'm not real sure. I finished my course about 2 weeks ago. I wrapped my course up at the tail end of December. And a couple of weeks ago, my reimbursement check came in. So is going that far back, I couldn't make any promises one way or the other. You'd have to investigate that on your own.
All right, well, I'll look into it. Appreciate it. And what I heard of the net was a good net. And FYI, Greg was in like Wiley or somewhere over there when he came in there a minute ago to find some noise. And 5-way, John.
No, it's not bad for Wiley then. Alrighty, and I'm going to talk about that course a little bit real quick, just for everybody that's not aware of it. The ARRL, in conjunction with some other entities, what they do is once a month, they're offering different levels of the emergency communications course. There are three levels to it, levels 1, 2, and 3. You've got kind of a narrow registration window to get into. The course is done entirely online. The registration cost is $45.
A-R-E-S-S.
If you make a passing grade, you will be reimbursed for it at the end of the course. What I got after I passed mine was I got a certificate, I got my refund, I got a patch that I can sew on my arm. I got a sticker I can put in the window of the truck. And I got a hearty thank you. It is a course that I do recommend that everyone takes, whether you have aspirations of being an assistant EC, an emergency coordinator for some county one day. It's just good knowledge to have, because I can guarantee you it's going to put some things in perspective that you didn't have before. And most of what we're going to do this year as far as training courses, I'm getting the ideas and some of the information out of those, out of the ARRL textbooks. Are there any other stations wishing to check in?
85 MY.
85 GK.
Yeah, I have 85 MY and KD5 GK. Any other stations?
KD5 ZYI.
Okay, let me see if I got that correctly. Was it Baker, Yankee, Indigo?
Kilo Delta 5 Zulu Yankee India.
Okay, gotcha. Any other stations at this time? All righty, 85 MY. Good evening, Denise.
Good evening. I don't have any comments. You're doing a great job. Thanks. 85 MY.
Okay, appreciate it. KD5 GK, good evening, Benny.
Yeah, good evening, guy. No comment. Good net. And thank you for your time, KD5 GK.
A-R-E-S, net.
Appreciate it, Benny. KD5 ZYI, go ahead.
Good evening. This is Jim Gerber in Fire Mound. My first net. I'm a new ham. Just learning how everything works.
Okay, well, I appreciate the check-in, and congratulations on getting your license. I'm not sure if you heard, but we're going to do these once a month on the Tuesday before the Denton County Club meeting. So they will always be at 7:30. Anybody else wishing to check in at this time? Okay, I heard somebody try. Go at that one more time. All righty. Well, like I said, I'd like to thank everyone for checking in tonight. I had 20 check-ins. I appreciate everyone checking in. Please check with the Denton County Amateur Radio Club's website at dakara.net for the calendar. We will have our next training net a month from today at 19:30 hours. The Denton County website for Amateur Radio Emergency Services is going to be undergoing some renovation and some updates pretty soon. If you have a pager that is capable of accepting a text message or a cell phone that is capable of accepting a text message and you wish to be a part of the ARES notifications, please contact myself or Don, KG6LE, at ARRL.net and let one of us know. We will get you put into the rotation, and when we have any sort of an ARES event, be it Skywarn, a training net, or an emergency event, whatever it may be, you can be a part of those notifications. I'd like to thank again everyone for checking in this evening, and this is KC5GOI now closing the February 17th Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. Everyone have a good evening. 73 KC5GOI.